It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We're just going to kind of restart the show. We got started at 9 o'clock, and then obviously we had the announcement from the President of the United States, and we were... It's okay to be cut in from the White House. We're fine with that. We're fine with that. So we're live radio, and that's what makes it makes it never the same on Sunday mornings. Never the same with live radio. Never the same thing twice. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Wes Moss here along with Ryan Ealy. And the topics today, one of these weeks where there's just a lot of things hit me to talk about this week on Money Matters. I want to talk about earnings. The question has been... third quarter, so we're in the fourth quarter 2019, reporting third quarter earnings. And for the last year, there's been lots of talk about how bad earnings season was going to be. We're coming off of a really strong year in 2018 for earnings. Remember, earnings in the stock market, different. Earnings drives the market. It is not the, it's when I say things have went well for earnings, doesn't mean necessarily the stock market has done well. This year, though, that is the case. Stocks up for the week. S&P 500 for the week up about 1.2. Dow Jones up about 70 basis points, or call it close to 0.75%. Dow Jones up about 15% on the year. So it's been a very strong 2019 for equities, even though here in the third quarter, we have about 200 companies have reported so far. So it's a really solid sample set. We're getting a real indication of what earnings look like, what revenue looks like. And again, the most important thing for equities or stocks has to do with the earnings they produce. That's what drives the market. So we'll give an earnings update. We'll talk about, there's a video I did called Five Reasons to Retire Early. Five Reasons to Retire Early. I want to talk about that. It has hit a nerve, and it keeps getting lots and lots of views and comments. And I didn't think this would be the viral video that I would do. But, and again, let's take that in context, viral for a financial video, right? Remember, I don't post videos that are cliff diving with a GoPro filming it. Right? And we don't post Miley Cyrus videos, right? We're talking or motivational speeches by Denzel Washington. We post about retirement. So it can't be that exciting to the masses. But this is a video that I posted on YouTube. And never in a million years, I think people actually watch it, but it's been up there for only a couple of weeks, and it has over 70,000 views. And on average, people are watching the entire video, almost the entire video. And I'm going to talk through what those reasons are, because they obviously hit a chord. So we're going to talk about five reasons to retire really as soon as you can. That's the title of the video, five reasons to retire as soon as you can. There are five reasons. Sure, there are more than five in the world, likely hundreds of reasons, but... the five are hitting a chord. And we're going to get to that. But I think first, since we just heard from the president, I want to talk about very often the economy and politics, they are absolutely crossing over. One impacts the other. And we know that elections are about the economy. So we know that the stock market reacts on any given day to what the White House is saying, to what negotiations are going on between the White House and China when it comes to trade and tariffs. So there's obviously a massive crossover between the two. If you've listened to Money Matters for a long time, you know that I still believe fundamentally that market is driven and ultimately kind of ignores Washington. So the tide of the free market and the tide of business in America and the tide of entrepreneurship and the tide of all of us collectively working to move the ball forward just a little bit every single day ultimately trumps what Washington is doing. Now, it doesn't mean, though, on any given day or week or month, Washington does not have a huge impact on price swings, volatility when it comes to stocks. I still believe, though, that ultimately the powerful force of economics and business or innovation in America, that's really what drives things. But, and I don't want to, this is not a political topic, but it is interesting that we talk about economists here all the time. And I bring this up because I found this week, one of the biggest political dichotomies that I have ever seen. Robert Shiller, economist. Robert Shiller is a Nobel Prize winning economist. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index that we watch very closely. The CAPE ratio, which is Robert Shiller's measure of if stocks are under or overvalued. All of these things are very watched. This is someone who is effectively a living legend when it comes to the world of economics and the economy. So Robert Shiller is somebody that people listen to. Robert Shiller is left of left. He is as liberal as an economist possibly comes. He writes op-eds for the New York Times. He rants about how free markets don't work. He recently wrote he wrote that America's wealth can be attributed to government regulation. I mean, we're talking about a very left-leaning economist. There's an interview with him talking about the perils of inequality in America on Democrats.org. Clearly, this guy is absolutely to the left. He's a Democrat. He's proud of it. And there are a lot of articles over the last several years that he is very concerned about President Trump. He obviously doesn't like President Trump, right? So that's not breaking news if you're talking to somebody who's a Democrat or on the left, if they don't like the president. But in this interview, and he just did this week on CNBC, Mike Santoli, one of my favorite reporters, says, Mr. Shiller, we had a recession scare in August. The yield curve inverted. Are we at the end of this expansion? Or we're 10 years in. How much longer does the United States have? How much further does this economy have to go? And Shiller says, yes. Look, the inverted yield curve was frightening at first, but he says, I don't see any signs of recession at this point. Because, and this is what he attributes this to, he says, I think we're in the Trump era. Donald Trump has been, and this is coming from Robert Shiller, who's somebody who clearly doesn't like the president. Donald Trump has been an inspiration and had a massive impact on this economy and the market. One of those ideas has to do with lower taxes. So we know we've had tax cuts under President Trump. He feels like the biggest wild card of ending the expansion is the impeachment inquiry for President Trump. But Shiller says if he survives and doesn't get impeached, then this run, this economic expansion, could continue for quite some time. He also was asked about re-elections. Oh, okay, what do you think about the re-election? Well, he said, listen, re-elections are all about the economy. And if the economy is strong, which Trump built his campaign on, and the economy is good, which it is today, then Shiller says, yes, likely to be re-elected. So it's pretty interesting that you would get someone who has visibly been against the president and his policies and now is saying, well, it's because of the president or he's a major contributing factor to this economic expansion. And one of the biggest threats to ending the expansion is if he goes away or doesn't get reelected. Again, one of the biggest political dichotomies I think I've ever seen. Further, what are some of the things that Shiller was measuring? Well, consumption expenditures. Consumption relative to GDP has actually been very stable. Yes, it dropped in 08 and 09, but starting in 2010, it is slowly risen. It's slowly risen, and he attributes some of this to when Obama was in office. So, yes, this happened under Obama, and then it's accelerated. So it got better and was moving forward and expanding. This is consumption, which again drives the majority of our economy here in the United States. You and I consuming as Americans, that continue to expand out of the recession. And then it's gotten even stronger in the last several years with President Trump. Shiller calls Trump the presidential motivational speaker. He's a motivational speaker for this economy and consumption. And again, according to Robert Shiller, left of left economist, sitting here giving credit on CNBC this week to the president, which he is known not to be a big fan of. Again, very rarely will you ever see that. And I have no idea how this turn of events happened. I don't know what happened to Robert Shiller. He woke up one morning and said, wait a minute. Hey, maybe what's happening here in this economy, maybe the policies under this president aren't so bad. Coming from a liberal economist is shocking. To the Money Matters team. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Welcome to this Sunday morning. We'll go to the phones here today too. We have all the way till 11 o'clock today. So it's exciting to have a full 2-hour Money Matters, even though we got We had a little bit of time for the president cut into Money Matters, but that's fine. We're here all the way till 11 o'clock. So give us a call here in the studio. The number here, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. We'll talk anything from figuring out if retirement possible. What are the parameters that you really need to look at? What are those checkpoints that you need to get to? And how realistic is it for you to maybe stop working? We'll talk about, you could ask questions about your retirement plans, 401k, 403b, 457 plan, a pension question. We have lots of questions about, hey, should I take this lump sum versus a monthly payout for the rest of my life? What's a better deal for me and my family? How should we structure this? Maybe it's an investment question. It has to do with a mutual fund or an ETF or an annuity. We're here to try to be the most objective financial advice show or financial news show in the nation. We have prided ourselves on that for over a decade now. We will continue to do that as long as humanly possible right here on Sunday morning. So the number here in the studio, give us a call on the way to church or maybe coming home from church, 404-872-0750 is the number. Ryan Ely here to answer your calls and questions and patch them through. And a lot of times, if you don't get through to me, Ryan Ely, we've worked with for 15 years, he can answer your question. So it's really the both of us here on a Sunday morning, happy to help and at least give you some direction on where you're headed and make better, sound financial decisions. Again, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, 800-WSB-TALK. So coming up, A, we'll go to the phones. B, there's just a lot of I will talk about the five reasons that you should be thinking about retirement or maybe retire as soon as you can. Very rarely is there ever a perfectly black and white case. Yes, it's a perfect time to retire or no, it is not. Almost every time there are decisions that you're going to have to weigh. Do you work a year longer or not? Do you take Social Security today or wait? How do you structure your investments? Do you get more conservative now or gradually over time? So there's never a black and white, yes, definitive, this is the perfect time to do it. There are always going to be variables that you have to weigh. And that's what makes financial planning complicated. And money's emotional. And there's a lot of fear behind, hey, how could I run out of money? And these are the things that we'll try to help you tackle. And I think that's why this video, five reasons you should retire as soon as you can, I think that's why it really hit a chord. And we're going to talk about those five reasons coming up. So give us a call here in the studio for your questions. Again, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. More Money Matters straight ahead.
This is Scott Slade. Hope you'll join me first thing tomorrow morning for Atlanta's Morning News on 95.5 WSB. Wes Moss is there, Kirk Mellish, and Triple Team Traffic every 6 minutes. Now, here's more from Wes and Money Matters on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. It's Sunday morning. I want to do a reader email. I don't know if I've read a reader email in a long time, but this one, pretty interesting. And I don't know where this reader, it was from. But here's the email that I got this week. Hey, Wes, stumbled upon your YT videos. That means YouTube. Stumbled upon YouTube videos. I watched numerous advisor financial videos, but yours is the first to mention happiness in retirement. Having witnessed my in-laws live an engaged life in Florida during their working years, only to succumb to the perils of isolation when they spent their retirement years in Appalachia. Watching them degrade in social skills and health was an eye-opener. Financial advice aside, does your book spend much time on happiness and fulfillment in retirement? Does it do a deep dive into your idea of core pursuits? Wow. Does it ever? Of course it does. Most of the book is about that. First eight chapters. We don't even get to hardcore financial strategies until like chapter 9 in the book. So the more than half of the book is about the relationship between money and happiness, the relationship between paying off your mortgage and levels of happiness, the relationship of having core pursuits or hobbies on steroids that you have when you're in retirement so that you replace your sense of purpose and your sense of meaning after you work or after you stop working. there's a really interesting study in that I can't, and I again came across this week from, it's about what really makes men happy, by the way. It's a study from a psychologist, Dr. John Barry, who is at the University College of London and the co-founder of the male psychology section of the British Psychological Society. So he's a psychologist, and did a survey of 5,000 men, 5,000 respondents, 18 to 95 across the United States, and asked men to gauge their happiness. Couple of things came up. The number one commonality for men that were happy in this particular study had to do with men finding meaning in their work. The happiest men are those who derive pleasure from their work. This is described as the dignity of labor, the dignity of labor that American men share. Absolutely, we've got to have something to do. We've got to have a sense of purpose, and we've got to figure that out if we're not, and once we go into retirement, if we're no longer working, what fills that void? They're called core pursuits. We'll talk more about that in the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. More Money Matters in the 5 reasons to retire as soon as you can from the YouTube video at Wes Moss Money Matters straight ahead in the 10 o'clock hour.